the Rush, paragraph Chaf. Kishiyagia eis tefila, mishalosh tefila shebayom, the time of davening, any of the three davening we say every day, yaniach kalasaka v'yispal, he should abandon, put aside his other affairs and daven. V'rosh kaladvarim, sheyishmer eseinav mikol davar sheina shelo. The first thing, the most important thing is, a person should guard his eyes, mikol davar sheina shelo, from looking at anything which is not his. Again, as we've discussed in the past, sometimes the different things in one paragraph from the Rush, hard to understand what the connection is. Not exactly sure what the connection between davening and putting your own affairs aside is and not coveting, not wanting other people's stuff. But I just want to talk for a few minutes about this latter point, the idea of not wanting stuff, not looking at stuff which is not yours. This, of course, what we call kinna, this, of course, is not just one, according to the Rambam at least, but two separate mitzvahs of the Tarek mitzvahs. They appear in both of the Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan, Lo Sachmod and Lo Sisava. Thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not desire. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, these are two separate lavin. They're not exactly the same. Chemda and Taiva mean different things. Chemda is when it results in an action, when you want something so badly that eventually you begin to cross the line and you take steps that are not appropriate, you pressure the person, you steal, you do other things that are not right. That's Lo Sachmod, you're over the lav. Lo Sisava is even the Machshava. Even if a person just wants something and desires something too powerfully, that itself is Lo Sisava, you're over a lav. Some count them as only one mitzvah, but in any event, that's Lo Sisava is even the Machshava, at least according to some Rishonim. There are two related questions the Rishonim deal with here. First, what is the reason that the Torah forbade Taiva and Chemda? What is the problem with these things? B, how is a person supposed to control himself? The heart wants what it wants. I think there's an old French saying to that effect. How is a person supposed to control himself and not want things that he wants? So, first question, what is the Avera? Why did the Torah forbid these desires? So the Rambam and the Chinuch understand that it's sort of a gzera, a siyug. If a person wants something too powerfully, too uncontrollably, if he can't get it beheter, he'll eventually do whatever it takes to get it. He'll cross the line. They give the example of Navos and Achav. Achav, the wicked king Achav, coveted the vineyard of Navos. He wanted to buy it. Navos wouldn't sell. So eventually he had him executed on a trumped-up charge, the famous Haratzachta Vagam Yerashta. You've murdered. You've stolen. It leads to the most depraved, unlawful things. That's the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Ibn Ezra is dealing primarily with the other question of how is a person supposed to control himself and not want things that he wants. So he says it's not a correct question, and if you understand with a proper frame of mind, you'll understand how this is possible. He says, example is, he says to a villager, a peasant, who will he desire the princess? Will he desire to have a romantic relationship with the princess? He says, no, because he understands, if he's not crazy, he understands that such a thing is just completely impossible. It makes no sense. It's inconceivable. He says the same way, if he's not crazy, he won't want to grow wings and fly up to the sky. So too, he says the person doesn't desire his mother because he knows from birth, he knows that she's off limits. So the Ben Ezra says, so too, a person who understands that everything is min hashamayim, that everything that God wants him to have, he will have. Everything that God does not give him means God does not want him to have it. So if he approaches this from the appropriate theological frame of mind, he won't want it. He'll understand. He won't even begin to desire it. And that's how a person is expected to not have chemda and tava. The Chinuch says it somewhat differently. The Chinuch says that people ask, how can I control my desires? My desires are not up to me. My heart wants what it wants. I just want things. And what am I supposed to do? The Chinuch has very strong words for people who ask that question. He says this is a question of fools and Rishayim who think that what they want is out of their control. They're just led after their desires. No, he says, without even all the philosophy and psychology of the Ben Ezra, he just says a person's desires are in his control. Midrashim say such things. They're not out of his control. Hashem wants you to control your desires, to harness them, and to only want what Hashem allows you to want. And yes, the Torah does expect you to get a grip and to not desire the things that are not yours, that you're not entitled to, another man's wife, property, etc. We'll continue discussing tomorrow the implications of this chinuch and Ibn Ezra.